Markets are already showing some signs of wanting to recover after the violent risk-off gap lower. We believe the market dump around tariffs is overstated at this point. For one, the moves were probably a lot more aggressive on account of super thin trading conditions. We also wouldn't at all be surprised to see the recent actions from the U.S. administration scaled back and toned down as talks between the involved nations progress. Markets also don't like leaving gaps open, and there is plenty of room to fill those gaps out as the day progresses. Canadian dollar weakness has perhaps been the most striking after the currency fell to its lowest level against the US dollar since 2003. Canada has since issued countermeasures, and the market will be paying close attention to developments here in Mexico and China and anywhere else that becomes relevant in the sessions ahead. All of this news around tariffs has overshadowed Friday data out of the US, which showed core PCE ticking back up. Investors won't be wanting to see this number running above expectation in the months ahead, as it could add pressure on the Fed to hold off from market-friendly rate cuts. Earlier today, German Eurozone and UK manufacturing PMIs came in on the better side of expectation, while Eurozone inflation data ticked up, which could be giving the market more reason to be wanting to buy dips in the euro and pound. Looking ahead, we get Canada manufacturing PMIs, US ISM manufacturing, US construction spending, Fed speak, and some ECB speak. That's all for now.